Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm calling today. I talked to a guy the other day who said that we might need to reopen my husband's claim. We applied October the 14th of last year, and we've still not heard anything from unemployment or anything.
So he wants to refile his claim?
Yes, I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I know to do.
I'm sorry, do he want to file a claim, or is he currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am. He's unemployed. He's been unemployed since October.
Okay. Have he been doing his weekly certifications online?
Yes, ma'am. Every week. And I've called that 800 number at least 300 times. And the one time I actually got through, she called me the next day, but she called me at 4:58, let it ring once, and left me a voicemail telling me that I'd have to call back in another week.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just make sure you were still there.
Yes, I'm still here. Okay, so he would need to file his claim.
I'm sorry?
So, will he need to file a claim, ma'am? If he calling to file a claim, I would need his Social Security number.
I've got all that. If you'll help me, that would be great. Mm-hmm. We just need our money before we get kicked out of our house and our car, and you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. So you wanted to know when are your benefits are coming on your car. Is that correct?
Okay. The man I talked
to. I'm sorry.
To reopen my claim.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I thought it would have been fraud, but according to him, it's not.
Okay, so he
said. That's why I'm trying to reopen the claim so we can get our money.
Okay. Can I have his Social Security number?
13-0161.
I'm sorry?
422-13-0161.
And your first and his first and last name?
Christopher Miles.
Date of birth?
12/1976.
And mother's maiden name?
Founders. Founders.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Venture Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer?
I have a debit card. Would it be easier to put on my debit card or to wait on y'all?
I mean, if you wait on ours, it would take an additional 5 to 7 days. Because when you do direct deposit, it will hit your account as soon as it comes.
Okay, so if I had it direct deposited on my debit card, would it be that way?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm still here. Do you need me to give you the routing number and all that stuff for it, or
Is it for checkings and savings? Checkings or savings?
Yeah.
Is it checking? Do you want to go into your checkings or savings account now?
Checking.
Okay, can I have your round number?
Yeah, hang on just a second. I'm pulling it up here. Sorry, we slow go this morning. It's cold.
You're fine.
Okay, the routing number is 124.
I'm sorry.
Three. The routing number for the card is 124. Three, 0, 3. 120.
Okay, so 124-303-120, is that correct?
Yes,
and
yes, ma'am.
Account?
That is the routing number.
Okay, and your account number?
1962-07-59-9862.
Okay, 1962-07-59-9862.
Yes, ma'am. That sounds right.
Can I have your address?
549 County Road.
And the city and state and zip code?
1223 Coleman, Alabama, 35058.
Telephone number?
256-615-3900.
So I have 549 County Road, Coleman, Alabama, 35058. Is that correct?
Did you get the County Road? 549 County Road.
I said County Road.
1223.
Yes, I said County Road 1223.
Okay. Just making sure.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Eagles, Jimmy, Sound, Stags, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Vestavia, Bessemer, Cherokee, or none of the above?
Cherokee.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bentley, Bibb & Sons Painting, Cameron Four Kids, Strickland RP, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 146 Barton Road, 216 Viewpoint Circle, 342 Marydale Drive, 912 Mending All Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I don't think I've ever been associated.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11283 Bound Branch Road, 1180 Lair Lane, 2995 Donita Court, 408 Cabrin Ridge Trail, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
A liar lane.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know.
Okay, are you filing for DUA?
I don't know what that is either.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Reason for break-in claim?
The reason for it?
Yes.
Well, because I've been waiting since October and nobody can tell me anything, and the guy told me to reapply, so that's what I'm doing. And also, if you go back and look on the portal, it says that there is a separation issue. I've spoken with his ex-employer several times and said there's not a problem on the contestant.
Yes, ma'am. We don't look on your portal. The only thing we do is file a claim.
Oh. I just want somebody to help me. That's all I need.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What's your job title slash description?
Truck driver.
So you drive tractor trailer truck to transport products?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I what?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am, every day.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm going to give you your temporary pen. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax? Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly?
Hang on,
I'm sorry?
Just a second. Hang on, just
reading.
A second. I got to get a piece of paper.
Yes, ma'am. I'm reading you the question that I'm asking. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm going to give you that temporary pen.
What now?
Do you have that pen and paper ready? I'm going to give you your temporary pen.
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
All right. It's going to be 6176, and it's always the last two of your birth year and the last two of your Social Security number.
Okay. So 6176, and then
yes,
the last
ma'am.
Two of my Social Security.
Last two of your birth year and last two of your Social Security number.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Miles, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I'm just It'll be next week before I hear anything?
Yes, ma'am.
Even though I've been waiting since October?
Yes, ma'am.
You
will have to file your weekly certification Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. You will call that number, that 1-800-752-7389.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I've been called that number like 300 times.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. All right. Do you have any more questions for me? Hello?
I'm still here.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.